my computer.
You want to play with your computer?
Yeah.
Well, I thought you might like to help Mummy get some of these things out of the cupboard.
Yes.
Because it's time that we gave the cupboard a good clean out.
Oh. I will play with my computer after that.
All right.
What cupboard?
This cupboard up here where we keep the food.
Who? Right.
No. I think Mummy's going to have to be the one to reach it down.
It's up there.
Yes, it is up there.
Oh. Right, you might need a ladder.
Well, I do. Yeah. Well, you're standing on the little kitchen stool.
Yeah. I might reach up and down, I don't know.
Well, you might do, but I think you better just to leave it to Mummy, don't you? Can you see?
That lorry.
What lorry?
That lorry.
That's a bus. Right, it's a long time since we've cleaned this cupboard out. What's this?
What's this? Can of soup.
A can of soup? Whose soup is it?
Daddy.
Daddy's. No, you mustn't touch the door, Thomas, if you're helping. Oh, what's in there? Oh, heavens above, what's that? Well, what do you like?
Ice cream
cones. And there's nothing in that, so that over there, that's an empty box. Who does that belong to?
Purdy. Baby, how?
No, you don't eat biscuits for pussycats,
do you? I'm not eating pussycats.
No, if I take all the Purdy things out to the cupboard, would you like to put them over there at that aside? That's it, because when they go back into the cupboard, all Purdy's things stay at the right hand side, don't they? There we are, then we've got three cans in that packet. Would you like to take the cans out of the packet, please?
I'm building a house.
You can build a house, yes. Oh.
What is it?
Well, I've just discovered these. Remember those?
Yes.
Grandma Bilby gave you those, didn't she?
I can't get this one out.
Can't you?
No. You got any more of these? Because I can't get this bit out.
Would you like to help me?
Yes, please.
There we are.
Thank you.
That's quite all right.
So this guy, you know what you do. Look what I built. Look.
Oh, that's lovely. It's a tower of Purdy's food, isn't it? Right, we've got some cereal there. This can go in the bin now, Thomas, please, that pocket. We don't need it now, do we?
No, we don't.
Now, all these empty containers.
Yes.
Would you like to put them, how about onto a tray? There's a tray behind you.
Mm.
If you'd like to pull that tray out, behind the bread maker, that's right. Oh, what's on the tray? That's nice.
Wow,
what
is that? That might be drip.
Did it? You found the little stool you've been standing on?
I didn't.
What can you see on the tray, Thomas?
That and that and that.
That and that and that, but what are that and that and that called? A cow, a sheep, and a...
spoon.
A spoon. No, a hen. That's a good boy. Yes, all those. We've got some things that you used to use for feeding when you were a baby. Some spoons and a baby bottle. And we've got lots of storage containers, haven't we? Ah, do you remember drinking from this little man?
Yeah.
Who gave you that? Liz?
Yeah, Liz.
That was a Christmas present from Liz, wasn't it? So, all the little storage boxes can go on the tray. So I don't think we're going to put those back in the food cupboard, are we?
No.
Oh, now what have we got?
Smarties.
Smarties?
Smarties we don't need, out, do we?
No, we don't. Shall we put them in the bin?
No. Because there's Smarties in
there. Oh, are there? Look at this. We've got a red pot of mini Smarties, a packet of giant Smarties.
I might need one.
Might you?
I do.
No, not those. They're sealed up. If you're going to have a Smartie, either have one of those that Anne gave you, the large ones, or some from this tube.
We need one
of them. Look, there's some Smarties in there. already opened. Now that's nothing to do with food, so that can go on your tray, can't it?
Have you found anything else?
I found a party bag, and what's it got in it?
A balloon.
What kind of balloon?
Hello, we don't do that, do we?
That's in the food cupboard.
Where did we not do that?
Oops, the daisy mind, you don't fall. Oh, well, that's an empty packet. That could do with going in the bin. Mm. Oh, look what Mummy's found.
Aha.
That's called Turkish Delight. That's Mummy's special treat.
I want it.
Well, I didn't know it was in the cupboard, otherwise I would have eaten that. There you are, pop those in the bin, please.
Well, but I'm a crush.
No, the tray's for things that aren't food. The food's on the worktop and the rubbish can go in the bin. No, Tom, no. We'll have some tomorrow. We're not having anything else. You've had Smarties now, that's it. Gosh, there's a big tin of sweets.
Good on it.
We've got Polos and a Milky Way. Didn't know you had all those sweeties, did you?
No, only.
No, I bet you didn't. Right, well, we'll hide those. Oh. And what's that, a bag of? Bag of toffees? Look at the pretty colored paper.
Ow!
It's the daisy. Look, we've even got a box of Smarties.
Yeah!
Pardon?
Got my fingers stuck in the bin.
Did you? Oh look, and some chocolate.
Let's have jam.
No, we're not having anything else, Thomas. No, Tweedy's chocolate and Thomas the Tank Engine chocolate. No, but now we've found it. Won't it be exciting? No, all this in the cupboard.
Yeah.
Do you know what that is?
No.
That's called yeast.
Yeast.
And we use yeast to make bread.
Bread what?
Bread.
Oh, bread.
Well, you know how bread is loaf-shaped, isn't it? It rises up, and it's the yeast that makes it rise. Otherwise, it would be flat and solid.
I want a whole one of these.
Well, you can have one, but you mustn't eat it, because they're Purdy's biscuits. Oh, look, a little packet of icy biscuits.
Yes.
Some treacle toffee. Yeah. All right, that's it for sweet things. Everything else is food, tins or packets, jars, bottles. It's going to be a big task putting all this back, isn't it? Right, okay, four right now. I'll put the packet back. We mustn't touch them again. Would you like to put them on Purdy's plate?
Yes, Purdy's plate, because Purdy wants to eat
them. That's right, because you mustn't eat Purdy's biscuits, must you? It's like when we're in the park and we see holly berries on the bush.
Oh, yes.
We mustn't eat those, but somebody else eats them.
Mm.
Who eats them?
I just know.
Well, you mustn't eat with them, but who eats them, Thomas?
I know a bird.
The birds, that's right. That could go in the dustbin, Mr. Rubbish Man, please.
Okay. I'm going to go in the rubbish. Then you clip.
Now those, would you like to just pop those on the stairs, please?
Right, stairs. I come back for more litter.
That's right. Shop or your post box?
I don't want to go on my
We can put them in the bin if you like. Look what I found!
What?
A little packet of jelly.
Wait!
Right, well, shall we make some jelly tomorrow?
Yeah, no.
No, we're not doing it now. But we'll do it tomorrow, shall we?
Yeah. Let's do a top round.
Oh, we've got to do the bottom one first.
Oh no. We're doing that one.
We've done this side, haven't we? Well, that was the messy side, really, because that has sweeties, packets, empty storage things. Now, would you like to put all Purdy's food to one side, please? Stack it up if you like, okay?
Just that.
Because we've an awful lot of things to take out of the cupboard and put back on the worktop, haven't we?
Stack.
I don't think that'll go much higher, Tom, because you've got a packet of biscuits in the middle there, look. Some of Purdy's crunchy biscuits. You better just stack all the tins, because they're heavy at the bottom, and then pop the tub with the biscuits on top, aren't you? Oh, this is a fancy tin.
What?
What's in there?
Coffee bags.
Coffee bags, tea bags.
We don't need that, do we?
Well, we do need tea bags, yes.
No, we don't want them here, do we?
Do you know what this is?
What's I don't know.
What's it? It's got a clue on the top, it's a little label.
Buzzy bee.
A buzzy bee. Who makes honey? Bees.
Look!
Yes.
No idea at all.
Right, so now, where does that need to go?
The milk.
On your milk bottle, that's right, it goes on the tray. The things that aren't food. Ooh.
What is it?
We've got some lollies, and then we've got... Do you remember buying this at Didsbury Park?
Yes, I do.
This little bus.
What's in it?
Nothing. There's nothing in it.
I want to see.
Hmm, thought you might.
Nothing? Ha ha.
Ha ha. What's in it?
I don't know what's in it. Here, do I? Something's in it!
Is there?
I don't know what it is. I think it's a sweet.
Do you? I think it might be as well. We bought this little tin, didn't we, to hold your sweeties in. Do you remember?
I know what it is.
What it is?
It's the whole thing.
What is it? Let Mummy have a look. Oh, I don't know what that is. There you are, you can have that. It's a purple pineapple. With green leaves. Mm. Is it nice? Mm. Oh gosh, look at that. Mm.
What is it?
Well, it looks like a skeleton.
It is a skeleton!
Is it? There's more rubbish that have been there, look. Did Daddy buy you those? Because I don't recognise them. Look! Another sachet of jelly. Oh, it says sugar free. That must be for Daddy. Ah, you like these, don't you? Mm. What are those?
Ice cream.
No, it's not ice cream. They're poppadoms, aren't they? Mm. We've got some more cans. What do you think is in the cans?
Ice
cream. Some baked beans. Mm. Now, would you like to put all the tins of beans together, please, like you stacked at the cat food? What have we got in here?
Skeletons that have 2 feet, don't they?
Yes, they do, yes. Oh, I think it's upside down, that's his arms. Got biscuits. Mm-hmm. And do you know what this is? Mm-hmm. I'll have to have a go at making these.
Yeah.
Who's this?
Thomas the Tank Engine and Percy.
Thomas the Tank Engine and Percy, yes. Baking with Thomas the Tank Engine and friends. You can make Thomas the Tank Engine
look,
biscuits.
I've bitten off his arm.
Have you bitten off his arm? And James biscuits, it says. Now you can make, bake and decorate your own Thomas and James cookies. It's got a biscuit cutter, look, that cuts either Thomas or James.
Look!
Oh, yes. Cookie mix, red and blue decorating icing, and colourful sugar strands. That sounds very nice.
Mm.
It's quite exciting, we'll have to forget about that. Ah, now.
Thomas the Tank Engine! Da 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 da.
What's that?
Milk.
It's not milk, what is it?
Nothing.
Milk in a can. Well, you do, but spaghetti, isn't it? Look, there's another tin here for your pile. What's that?
Purdy food.
Purdy food. Look, we've got some dates there. Which pile should we put those in? I'll have a new pile. Ah, now we've got honey there. Shall we put this? This is Mummy's gooseberry and elderflower jam, isn't it? I made that last week. There we are, jars of jam. Look nice to me. We'll put that with the honey. There's one more tin of.
Oh, there's a lot of what's in here.
Biscuits. Baked beans. And the rest are breakfast cereals, aren't they? What have we got here?
Krispies.
Rice Krispies, and what do they do when you put milk on them? What do they say? No, you can't open them, Thomas. No.
I want to see what's in them.
And what else have we got? Cornflakes, and what's your favourite? Honey Loops.
We got to get out a bot once.
Well, there's porridge oats in that one. What have we got in this? Flour.
Look at the skeleton.
Is that nice? Oh dear.
Dear.
That's something belonging to Purdy, isn't it?
That is it.
Some little tablets, little vitamin tablets for Purdy. Right, now we've got a biscuit pile somewhere, haven't
we? That says Purdy's and dogs.
Purdy's and dogs. We've got rye beater and crackers. Mm-hmm. Oh, and there's a lid for one of your pots, and that needs to go on the tray, doesn't it? What's in here? Oh, some noodles. Noodles, you like noodles.
What's these?
That's a tin of tuna. And this is something else you like, Thomas. Oh gosh, we should have eaten this by now.
What is it?
Seaweed.
Seaweed, yeah.
You like seaweed, don't you? We could have that.
Tomorrow.
You can have it tomorrow if you like. There's a tin of two tins of golden syrup. I think that's from when Mummy makes biscuits, isn't it? Right, well that one's only got a tiny drop in it, so I'm not going to put that in the cupboard. We can have that tomorrow on toast. That sounds sticky and nice, doesn't it? Right, now we've got some tins of peaches. Those peach halves in grape juice, that sounds nice, doesn't it? Mandarin oranges.
Can I build them?
Would you like to build them?
Yes.
Okay, you put all the peaches together. We've got three tins of peaches.
They like peaches.
Pop them over. No, Purdy's things, that's it. Oh, we like peaches, don't we? You like peaches. Although at the moment we've got fresh peaches and nectarines, haven't we? We'll keep these in the cupboard for when we haven't got nice fresh peaches. There you are. They don't really taste the same anyway, do they? Don't stack them too high, Poppet, please. Put the peaches together. Those are beans. That's it. But the peaches are in this orange and red. Bye. And then we've got tomatoes.
We don't want tomatoes, do we?
Well, tin tomatoes we do. If Mummy makes a chilli or something like that, we pop them in.
Tomatoes.
Tomatoes, plum tomatoes. In tomato juice.
Tomato juice.
Oh, now we've got to the shelf where we've got all the pasta.
Don't ride over there. We'll just get something. Ha! Good! You need this, don't we?
It's a shelf.
Is a shelf.
Right, we've got all this lasagna.
Uh-huh.
So I think
put
we could
it on my ladder.
Yes. So I think we could put the noodles and the rice and the pasta on that shelf, don't you?
Yeah.
Don't try and tread on that, Poppet, because it'll break. Look, we've got more honey.
More honey?
Well, this is honey from the shop, but the other jar of honey we had was from Mummy's friends, wasn't it?
Party pants has just been in your bottom.
Party pants has been in my bottom?
Yeah.
Excuse me, it wasn't my bottom.
It was.
Where are you going, Tom? Oh, right, you need the potty, do you?
No.
Why are you
putting it in your door because I need it.
Oh, right. Okay. More pasta. Oh, look. That's a little bowl with a lid for your tray, isn't it? I think we'll move that because it's stacked too high. It's going to fall off. Now, what have we got?
Ooh. Nothing.
Nothing in that one. It's like your...
Nothing in here!
No, it's like the little tin we bought to put sweets in. This is a train. A train tin. But that's.
Woo!
Yes, like that. We've got some tin sardines there, Thomas. Now, where's that little tin of tuna? Would you like to put the sardines with the tuna?
Where's the tuna?
The tuna's that small, round, flat tin there. And we've got some more yeast here.
Just leave it to me.
Thomas, are you going now?
Yeah.
Where are you going?
Just looking around.
Just looking around, okay. Are you using your potty, love?
No. Just looking around there.
Just looking around there. Was there anything exciting when you look around there?
No.
No.
Nothing exciting.
Nothing exciting.
No. Just looking around there. Look. Look up there.
What can you see?
A big tin.
A big what, Lev?
Big tin, look.
A big tin. Do you know what that's got in it?
Yeah.
Rice pudding.
Rice pudding. Yum, yum, yum.
Rice pudding. Yum, yum. You like rice pudding, don't you?
Yeah.
Oh, look, we've got some mincemeat. Oh, that's a bit naughty of Mummy.
What it's naughty for?
Because I didn't use it. I bought it to make nice mince pies at Christmas. And then, do you know what I did?
Yeah.
Went to Tesco and bought them.
What's that?
I went to Tesco and bought some mince pies instead of making my own. Oh, dear.
Oh dear. Oh. I don't want to see anymore.
But you look, another thing for Purdy's pile. Gosh, we've got a lot of golden syrup. When Mummy makes.
I want that big one.
The tin of rice pudding. There you are.
Thanks.
She doesn't fall on your toe because you'll know about it if it does.
Well, we're not sweet.
Oh, look, we've got some. Oh, there's something I didn't know. We had a big jar of pasta sauce. So, there we are. Let's just check the date on that. You see, always, let me show you. They all have little dates stamped on them.
Yeah, I know that.
Do you? We talked about that before.
Yeah.
Right, sorry to bore you.
I'm going.
Are you going?
I'm
going. You're going home now?
Yeah.
Okay. You're using your potty now?
Yeah.
Okay, all right, we'll have a little break then. Can you manage?
Yeah.
Okay. Right. Bye-bye, talk to you in a minute.
Mummy, I'm trying to reach up in this bag. But I can't, because I'm a little boy.
You're trying to reach some things but you can't because you're a little boy?
Yes.
Well,
I'm very cross.
Why are you very cross?
Because I can't reach up in this ceiling.
Oh, well, you see, that's what happens when you're a little boy. We've got a lot of oils and things on this top shelf, haven't we?
Yes. We don't need a microphone, do we?
Well, we need the microphone if we're doing the tape, yes.
We don't need it now, do we? Bing, bang, bing, bing.
I'm afraid Mummy emptied a lot of things out of the cupboard when you were using your potty. So you've missed most of it.
Mm.
Never mind. Look at that.
What?
Chocolate drink powder.
Hot chocolate!
For hot chocolate. Do you have hot chocolate in nursery?
No, I don't.
We've got vinegar and oil, salad dressings, look.
No, put it on here.
No, I'm not putting that down there because look, they're in little, like the vinegar's in bottles. Did you smell that?
Yeah,
me.
They put it on chips.
Put it on chips, that's right.
Oil.
Who puts it on chips, Grandad?
Yeah, oil.
Oh. Do you know what that is?
No.
That is custard powder.
Custard powder?
Mmm. Where do we do most of our shopping?
As we just try to.
Which supermarkets do we go to? Tesco. Which other one?
Look right there. Oh, shut your eyes.
You mustn't tread on it, Tom.
No, I won't. Look!
Oh, yes. Stacking up the shelves.
Ooh,
now this is exciting.
Let's smelly that.
Well, that's all sealed up. I think we'll leave that sealed up. That's smelling spice to put in red wine at Christmas.
Mm. What's this?
That's cocoa powder.
Cocoa powder.
Mmm. Mm. On this top, oh look, we've got some more poppadoms there.
Yeah.
We'll put that, we had some, there we are, the other poppadoms there. We can put that with the... the rice and the pasta. I think on this top shelf, really, Thomas, it's all things that we don't use an awful lot. Look, we've got the blender up there. When you were a baby, we used to blend all your food. And we've got lots of things like ground coffee.
Yes.
And herbal tea bags. And, ooh, all sorts of things. We've got some lots of drinking chocolate. Well, Daddy used to drinking chocolate, and he doesn't now since he's gone on his diet. I think that's why we've got so much.
I like chocolate. Last night I had it at diet Grandad's.
Did you have drinking chocolate at Grandad's?
Yeah.
Did you?
Yes.
Wasn't last night, was it? Oh, what's in there?
I don't know.
Oh, sugared almonds.
Sugared almonds, let me see.
Can look at them, but I think they've probably
been... might have one!
No, I don't think so, Thomas, because I think if I've just found them on that top shelf, they must have been in the house a long time. No, you mustn't eat one, Thomas. It might make you poorly. You can't have nuts anyway. You see, this is the problem. We've not tidied this cupboard for a long, long time.
Mm.
And I'm afraid everything that isn't used very often has been forgotten about, hasn't it?
I'm just putting them back. I'm not eating them.
No, they smell nice, though, don't they? Mm-hmm.
Do you want one?
No, thank you. No, I don't think either of us should eat them, actually. Mmm.
Well, can I eat them?
They're fancy tea bags in there. You just smell this. No, you must not put one in your mouth, Thomas. Hey, you smell this.
Mmm,
yum. That's so nice and sweet.
Yum!
And we've got some gelatine up there.
Gelatine. We've got a lot of things. That's many there. Drinking chocolate. Drinking chocolate. Let's have one of these.
No, we can't have one of those. That's Purdy's. Oh dear. Mm.
We're gonna get some more. Get some more things to try out.
No, don't take any more out, Thomas, please, because she's got some now on her food.
Purdy wants lots. Purdy likes lots.
Is she?
Ooh. I gave her now four.
There we are, Yorkshire tea. That's where Mummy's from, isn't it? No, don't tip them out.
Yum!
We like going shopping, don't we?
Yes, we do.
I tell you where we've not been for a long time.
What is it?
Mr. Thompson's shop.
No.
Have one.
Can you not come? I've got some more.
We could do with a special container, really, for Purdy's biscuits. Don't you think that would be nice?
Yeah. Let's just find one.
Well, we might do by the time we finish doing this cupboard up.
Yeah.
Could we please swap sides now, Thomas?
What sides?
Would you like to just come and stand and move your stool over at this side?
Right, what?
Because I need to get to the other side of the cupboard now. Oh, I think we need to ask Daddy to mend the shelf for us. Look at this. What's up? Did I kick you then?
No.
Was it the stool I caught?
No. Nothing.
Well, I thought my foot caught something. Oh, now.
What?
Chocolate.
Chocolate.
Rich, dark, plain chocolate.
Mm. Yum. Mm,
yum, yum. Mm. That's for when we're doing cakes and things. Look up here, we've got all sorts of packets of icing and sugar and corn flour. Oh, look at this chocolate Christmas shapes.
Mm.
We'll have to make something at Christmas to use these, won't we?
Yes, maybe.
Oh. Look, what can you see on top of that cake?
Yeah.
What can you see? What sort of shapes?
Different sizes.
Different sizes?
Mm.
Can you see Christmas trees?
Yeah.
And bells?
Mm.
I think that's supposed to be an angel.
Mm.
So how to make a nice cake at Christmas?
I want a ding-a-ling bell.
A ding-a-ling bell? And flour.
I want a large bell.
I thought that sounded like Daddy.
What?
I thought Daddy had come home, but I don't think he has. Ah, and do you know what I found up there?
What?
The flask.
What's the flask?
Well, when we go on a picnic.
Yeah.
And we want a nice hot drink.
Mmm.
We can take a flask with us.
I want that thing there. Ah, what's
this? Ah, let's have a look what's in there. Spaghetti. You take one of those out. Just one of those strands. Now that is dried pasta.
Oh, it's big.
It is big, isn't it? It's like a very thin, short drinking straw. No. And to cook it, we put it in a big pan of boiling water, don't we?
I want to put it back.
No, not now you've taken it out. You can just play with that one. And when they're cooked, when all those strands have been boiled,
okay,
but it snaps very easily. Dried pasta, it looks like wiggly worms, doesn't it, when it's been cooked?
Two.
Yes.
Two broken.
Well, that's why I let you have it, so that you could feel what it was like. Oh, look, we've got some food colouring now. Mummy hasn't used this for a long, long time. Actually, it's out of date as well. Now that's a good job it's out of date, because do you know what we can do with that now?
Yeah.
Remember on Teletubbies the other day they were blowing bubbles?
Yeah.
No, they were blowing bubbles. What were they doing? Yes, they were. She had washing up liquid, didn't she, in a bowl of water. Mm-hmm. And she took some food colouring in it. And then they blew into it with straws to make it all bubbly. And then they held sheets of paper.
I want another one. Because I want two this time.
Do you? What do you say?
Yes, please, mums.
And, yes, please, mums. And then they held paper. Just take one, please.
Now,
if you're breaking it all up, remember it's got to go in the bin at the end.
I like to.
Right. And no more, because then we're going to eat the rest. It's a waste, isn't it, if we break it up. And they put paper over the top of glasses, and all the bubbles made pretty pictures. Actually, dried pasta makes nice collage pictures, Thomas. I'm sure at nursery you'll be doing some pictures, you'll be sticking, you know, we have pasta hoops and twists and all different coloured pasta, don't we? That would make really nice pictures, I think. Don't you?
I'll put them in the bin.
You put them in the bin? Right. There's the top of the flask, so when we go for a picnic and I say, oh, where's the flask? Will you remind me? Don't put those in your mouth. No, we've got to get rid of those,
Thomas. What's in there?
Well, that's very short. That's the food processor glass.
I want to see.
Oh, no, that's why it's on the top shelf, darling, so that nobody touches it by mistake, because when Mummy's chopping food, onions and carrots and things like that, very quickly we pop them in the blender and whiz them up.
I want to see.
When you were a baby, you don't remember that. So I used to cook apples and pears and things like that. Do you remember that? Do you remember Do you remember it? That's right, I used to put the food in there. Don't put your hand in because the blade's very sharp. And then we used to put the lid on, like you're doing now. And then it would sit on top of this motor and we'd turn it on and it would make an awful noise. Well, I can't take it out. I can't take it down now and do it. Because it would make a terrible noise. And you used to be fascinated by it. You used to just stop what you were doing and look. And when all the food had gone mushy, I used to feed it to you.
No, spoon. I don't want to. No.
But we use it now to make soups and things, don't we? Soups and sauces.
How do you put it on now? Just turn this black thing round.
Yes.
Then.
Oh, you mustn't touch that. It sits. Look, let me show you.
Oh, yeah.
It sits on top of that machine, and then you turn it on. But the machine's got to be plugged in. Huh. And I can't show you now because we've nothing in it, and you can't.
I want that.
You can't run it without the motor.
I want it. I really want it.
You want, but you don't put your hand in there. No. Just look at it.
I take it.
No. You've got to stand here with it, or it goes back in the cupboard. It's too dangerous, Thomas. Because if you pop your hands in there, you'll be cut. That's why it's kept on the top shelf, so that nobody can get to it unless you really need to use it. You don't want to get a cut, do you? Ah, we got a little salt and pepper pot there.
Ah ha ha.
Ah ha ha. Uh-huh. And our salt and pepper pot. Nice good pasta jar. I'm just going to put the lid on and then we can put it back in the cupboard. Okay, I think we've emptied it now.
No, I'm the top ones.
Well, no, I'm not taking those things out now.
What for?
No, because that's the food processor and the juice extractor. We put oranges in that, don't we? What? And turn it on this, and it makes lovely fresh orange juice, or lemon juice, or carrot juice.
I want that another red thing up there.
No, not now.
I want another one.
No, where's the... Oh, some here still.
Oh,
we'll have to make some pictures one day, Thomas, gluing some dried pasta onto pieces of paper. Do you think that would be nice?
Yes.
And we've lots of this tea, look. Herbal tea. Oh, this is something you might like to drink. Old-fashioned ginger beer.
Oh, yeah.
You like ginger beer, don't you? Oh, that smells really strong. Just smell this, but gently. That smells of strong ginger, doesn't it? Are you making the noise of the food processor? I'm sure you remember me using it. Probably not when you were a baby, but I use it now for soups, and you always get very excited when you turn it on.
How do you put it off?
Well, you turn it on and off with a special switch, don't you? Mm. Yeah, that's sealed up, that one.
I'm making some orange juice.
Are you? Oh, well, if you're making orange juice, you need a juice extractor up there. Oh, Tom. Don't put your hands in there, please. Come on, I think we better put it back in the cupboard now.
I want it.
No, but you keep putting your hand in, Tom, and you're going to have a really bad cut. Let's pop the lid back on it.
Yeah.
There we are, there's the lid.
I want to put something today.
Pardon?
I want to tidy up again.
You want to tidy up again?
I want to see what's in here.
Well, there are biscuits in that one. It's a biscuit tin. Now, I think the thing is now, Thomas, we've emptied out all the food and Mummy's got to give the shells a good wash down now. And then let
I
the shells
go. I
want
to do that.
Well, no.
Do you need any help?
Well, you can help me. You can get the cloths and things.
Yes, do it now.
All right. And then we'll leave the
I
shelves.
I might need my nice stool, mightn't I?
Pardon?
I might need my stool.
You will need your stool if you're going to help, yes. And then once we've washed the shells, we need to leave them to dry.
Yeah.
And then?
Mr. Cardboard Box.
Mr. Who?
Mr. Cardboard Box.
Mr. Cardboard Box?
Yeah.
Who's Mr. Cardboard Box?
I've just seen them on the telly.
Oh, have you?
Yes. But on the news said cardboard ladies, cardboard mummy.
Cardboard mummy?
Yeah.
It was on the news, was it?
Yes, it was on the news.
Was it somebody living in a cardboard box?
Yes.
Oh, dear. It's a bit sad, isn't it?
It isn't.
Well, I think it is.
Somebody's mummy helped him.
Oh, somebody was living in a cardboard box and somebody's mummy helped them. How did they help them?
Just bits and bobs.
They gave them bits and bobs, did they?
Yeah.
Well, you imagine, Thomas. I mean, it's...
Let's go.
It might be all right in the summer or, say, when we were in Spain, but you imagine some cold winter's nights when it's snowing and really blowing. You wouldn't like to think you were sleeping in a cardboard box somewhere, would you?
I want to sleep in a cardboard box.
You do?
Yeah.
Well, I don't think you would really, love, when it came to it.
What?
I just don't think you would.
I just want to get on that step ladder. Like I want to reach something.
Do you?
Yeah.
What would you
like to reach? Just go on my equals to ladder. Then I go on your big one.
Oh, using it as a stepping stone, are you?
Stepping stone. Come on, get down. I need to get on it.
Oh, well, I can't get down at the moment, then.
Well, I want to get on it, please.
Look at all these things in these storage containers.
Goodness.
Goodness, they all have labels. Look, telling us what they are. She's got a bit dark, isn't it? I might have to pop the light on in a minute.
Yes. Oh. I can do one.
That's icing sugar. And that one's empty, waiting for something to be put in it. Sultanas and...
I'll just put this away.
Brown sugar.
I put it here. I'm just going to put the light on.
How are you?
On the back. Oh, that's very heavy.
Is it?
Phew! I didn't know what's in it.
Phew.
Oh, well, wasn't it?
Pardon? Oh, you clever boy. Now that really is a helpful boy, Thomas. Thank you, sweetheart. You're very, very clever and proud of me.
No, you don't want this one.
No, leave the big one on as well, please, because... It's a bit hard now I've got my head in the cupboard to see properly, isn't it?
Well, how is that?
That's absolutely fantastic. That's very clever. Thank you. Thank you very much. You're a clever boy.
Because I'm giving it because I reached up there.
You'd like a kiss because you reached up there? What?
I'll just give it a kiss.
Oh, you give that a kiss? How about me giving you a kiss for being clever?
Ooh. Thank you, big trainer.
Look, I've got a big pot of sugar here.
Come on. Where's this coming from, Mummy?
My mummy made all that jam the other day.
Yeah.
This big